Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Kuf Yod Amud Bet. In the middle of our discussion about Ta'aruvot and about Kaved and Chal and various parts of the animal that present all sorts of problems in preparation, Amale Abayel Rav Safra. So Abayel Rav Safra, of course, both lived in Bavel. Abayel said to Rav Safra, Kisal Kat Lahata, when you go up there, meaning to Eretz Yisrael, Bay Minayu, ask them, Kavda Ma'atun Bay, how do you deal with liver? Kisalik, he got there, Ashkechel Rav Zrika, I found Rav Zrika. Marle, and he asked him, Ana Shalkele Rabbi Ami, I boiled it for Rabbi Ami, Vachal, and he ate it. So Rav Safra came back and told Abaye that they eat liver. Kiata Lekabe, Amarle, the Mason Afshalok, coming by Ali. I wasn't asking that. I wasn't asking whether or not when you cook liver, if it prohibits itself by putting blood out and then reabsorbing it. Because remember, blood that's still inside is not asur. The problem is it comes out and back in. I wasn't asking that. I was asking about what they do when you have kaved in a pot with other stuff. Does it asur the other things? Or another piece of liver? So now, Rav Safra turns to him and says, why are you asking that? You weren't asking about prohibiting itself. It was clear to you that that doesn't happen because there's a Mishnah in Trumot. Ein aneseret. But the same Mishnah says, you shouldn't ask about whether it can aser something else. That same Mishnah says, the kaved, the liver, generates isur in other things, but itself doesn't become asur. Why? Because all it does is it exudes blood, it doesn't take anything in. So Amarli Dumahata Makavda di Isura. Abaye said, because I interpreted that Mishnah in Trumot as perhaps being only about a liver of something that's asur, like an avela. And it's only because of the fat of that particular piece that comes, but not dam. Mishum dam amai. What's the status of dam when you have kaved of a kosher animal and it's properly done, not a treifa, not a vela? So Rav Safra went back. He had a salik ashkar Rav Zikra. He found Rav Zikra again. Amar lei hainami lo tibaylach. He said, "There's no reason to ask that either." The ana v'yanai bered Rabbi Ami. I and Rabbi Ami's son Yanai. He called him the ve Yehuda bered Rav Shimon and Pazi. So we came to Rav Shimon Pazi's son's house. Krivalan kanya bekufe. They brought us everything, the windpipe and everything around it, all the parts around it, and one big thing, it includes the liver. So that means the liver was cooked with other things and didn't prohibit it. V'achalan, we all ate. So that was the report he brought back to Abaye, saying that indeed you're right, that the liver only prohibits, if it's a liver of Isur, but the liver itself is dam, doesn't generate prohibition out. So Amatka Rav Ashi, Rashi took this report a few generations later and said, maybe not. Tereshwar means Rukinya. Maybe that was a case of pi kaneh chutz l'kdera. Maybe the windpipe was left out of the pot, sort of like a scuba gear, and so all the dam came out that way. Maybe there was like a release valve. Or maybe before they put the thing in, they seared all the blood into the kaved so it wouldn't come out, as we'll see in a minute how you could do that. Rav Huna used to sear it with vinegar. He used boiling water to sear it in. So that doesn't prove anything about a normal kaved. Now, parenthetically, Vesav Papa coming to Rav Lamemar, so Papa, when he heard about the searing, he suggested Chala Asir, that the vinegar becomes Asur. Because it itself was the one that was holding the blood in, so the blood got into it. If the vinegar is asur, then the kaved again becomes asur, because after it exudes the blood into the vinegar, then it's bolea back. But rather, the vinegar is not bolea anything. The vinegar does not take anything in, it just sears it, and therefore it is mutar, and therefore it does not bolea anything. It's mutar because not polay anything, and therefore, of course, as a result, it does not go back and asur the kaved, because the kaved takes stuff in from it. Okay. Now, Rav Bar Shvai, there's a story about this fellow. Ikla Rav Nachman, he came to Rav Nachman's house, Beit Midrash, Aitu Le Kavda Shlika, they brought him some boiled liver to eat. Velo Achal, he refused to eat it. Amrulei Barbe Rav de Lagav Lo Achil. So they went and told Rav Nachman, the student who came and he's inside, isn't eating. Umano, he said, who is he? Rav Bar Shva, that's his name. Amrulei Rav Nachman, Na Gamul Shva. shove it into Shva's mouth. And he didn't even refer to him by his name, referred to him by his father's name, and he said, force him to eat it. Ketanoi, this whole thing is a machloket tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Nachman's position was, you come to my house, and you're telling me that something that I'm serving you isn't good enough, so if you're going to be in my midrash, you better understand who's who. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, HaKaved Oseret Ve'ino Neseret. Rabbi Eliezer takes the position exactly like the Mishnah in Trumot, Shpoletet Ve'ino Bolat. But Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Bruk Omer, Metubelet Oseret Ve'neseret. If it's spiced, seasoned, then it does asur itself, because that brings the stuff out and back in. Shlukah Oseret Ve'neseret. If you boil it, it's asur. That's what that guy was relying on, evidently, or that position. Rav Huna, Eichel Ve'i Rabba Barav Nachman. So he came to his house. They gave him three nice pieces of bread. They were clean, good flour. How did you know I was coming? He thought they were prepared for him. Are you greater than Shabbat? Meaning that we had really prepared it for Shabbat, not for you. So you could tell that there was already going to be some a testy relationship here. Adahachi, while this was happening, Ashkachu kavda do havi bas simpuna de bli adama. So this visitor saw that there was a kaved that had the bronchi with blood sitting in it. Amrulu amayav ditu achi, why are you doing this? Why are you preparing food like this? Amrule alaychin avid, what should we do? Amrulu karo shtiva erev, just like we had with the kachal, you have to tear it widthwise and lengthwise. Then you have to cut underneath, let all the blood drain out. Now, v'hani mili kavda, that's only true about the liver. Aval tachla, the spleen, shunga balmuhu, that's not really blood, that's just basically fat. Ki hada Shmuel, avdila tavshila de tachli. Shmuel himself used to prepare a tavshil, or that you would make a tavshil of spleen for him. Biyoma da avid milta, on a day in which he would do a bloodletting, they would prepare it for him. Now, itmar kavda ilave bisra. Now, watch this. If you're skewering, now keep in mind that when they would skewer, they would put something on a spit. It would go vertically into the oven. So, if you have the kaved above the meat, shari, it's mutter. Dama mishrak sharik, and the reason is the blood sort of goes smoothly over the meat, doesn't go into the meat, it goes straight down to the fire. Kachla ilave bisra. But if you have the opposite, when you have the kachal above meat, so the problem here is not blood, but it's milk. Asur, why? My time a chalav suchin misrich. Milk comes out and does get absorbed in. Rav Dimon Ardea Matan Ipcha, he had the opposite rule, which was that the milk is okay and not the dam. Why? And here's something that I referred to earlier, but now we see it explicitly. My time a chalav shchuta de rabbanan. Milk of a shchuta, meaning once you shecht an animal, any milk that you bring out from it after it died is only de rabbanan with basar b'chalav. Kavde lave visra asur, but if you have the liver over it, there the concern is blood. Dam doraita, that's a doraita. Okay, darish paremer. Now we see several of these things, including from the previous podcast, put together in a final ruling. Hilchata ben kavde ben kachla, whether it's the liver or the kachal, which we had opposite reads on. Tute bisra, if it's underneath the meat, the meat's on top, so shari, because the offensive thing is going straight into the fire, the meat's above it. He's not touching, he's not getting affected. Ilave bisra, but if the offending piece, the kachal or the kaved, is above the meat, diavad'in, but diavad, it's still mutar. Lechatchila lo, and diavad'in, because we could take Rav Dimon Ardea's suggestion that chalav shchuta is only darbanon. On the other hand, you have the other position, which is that dam yishrak sharik, and it bypasses the meat. L'chatchila lo. Rav Ashi Ikla Ve Rami Bar Abba Chamuah. He came to his father-in-law's house. Chaz the braid Rami Bar Abba, he saw his son, meaning Rav Ashi's brother-in-law, Dekashapid Kavda Ilave Bisra. He saw him skewering, and what he had was the kaved on top of the meat, above it. And Amar, Kama Yair, Haimir Rabbanan, look how haughty this guy is, meaning he thinks he's better than everybody else. Amar Dam Rabbanan Diavad. Our rule was only B'diavad, it's kosher. Like Amir said, L'chatchila Mi'amor, but L'chatchila, we're not allowed to do that. The Ika Beidugi, and by the way, even this, if there is a vessel underneath where you're collecting the fat for the roast, Bisra Lavi Kavde Nami Asur, even if the meat's on top, it's Asur. Why? Because the blood of the Kaved is going to go into there and mix, and then you're not allowed to have. So now, so why is that any different than regular meat that you just roast? Remember, when you roast meat, you don't have to salt it because the blood comes out. So why are you allowed to have beidugi for anything? And they would do it. They would have beidugi, this little vessel. It would catch all the fat, and they would eat the fat. But there's blood in there. The answer is, dama de bisra, regular blood from meat, shachan, it sinks to the bottom. Dama de kavda, but liver meat, kafi, it kind of floats to the top, so it gets in the way, and you end up eating it. Sakin sheshachat pa, if you use the knife for shechita, asur lachtoch paroteach, you're not then allowed to cut hot food, hot meat even, with it, because the dam, when you beta shechita roteach, when you shecht, it's a very hot area. And so therefore the dam gets into the knife. Now if you cut something hot, the dam will come out of it into the food. Tzonein, but to cut cold stuff, amri la bayadacha, amri la lo bayadacha. That you either do have to wash or don't have to wash that food off after you cut with it in the area where you cut, because maybe there's a little bit of blood. Havina mashvuah, ka'arash malach ba'basar, if you have a bowl where you salt it in, asur lachol ba'roteach, you're not allowed to eat anything that is hot in there, because again, the same problem is that the blood would still be in there. Ushmuel tamei, and Ushmuel in that position is exactly like his famous statement. Ushmuel malach hariel kuratech lashkurikum ushal, that when you salt something, it's like cooking it in some way. So therefore, when you salt it in this bowl, it's kind of like you cooked it in that bowl, and therefore the dam is hot there. When you put something else hot in there, so then the dam gets into it. Now, ki ata Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, I'm Rav Yochanan. He quoted Rav Yochanan saying, and usually Ravin's very reliable, but you'll find this time it doesn't work. Maliach eino kurotech mush eino kumushal, a frontal attack on Shmuel. I'm Rabbi Ehad de Ravin Leita. He said, this case, Ravin is wrong. That Rav Yochanan never said that. Why? I'll prove it to you. Da'at pincha da'ave be Raviyami. In Raviyami's house, they had a little bowl. The malach bebisra, they used it to salt meat. Vatavre, he then broke it, so nobody else would use it. Now, Mechter Rabbi Yami Talmid Rabbi Yochanan Ave, he was Rabbi Yochanan's, one of those famous Talmidim. So, my time at Tavre, why did he break that bowl? Isn't it because he heard his teacher say, Maleach Arikurotech, and he salted in here, and therefore he didn't want anything else to come in here, so Ravina is wrong. Rabbi Yochanan agreed with Shmuel. Yatav Kahana Achud Rabbi Yehuda Kamed Rav Huna. So, we have a student in front of Rav Huna. Yatav Kamar Karash Malach Babasar Asur Lechol Baroteach. If you have a bowl that you use for salting, you're not allowed to eat hot food in there, like we saw. Utsnon shechatachol b'sakin. If you have a radish, radish is harif, is sharp, that you cut with a knife, mutar lochlo b'kutach. You could use that radish, since you have a knife that had meat on it, and you cut the radish, you could eat that radish with kutach, which is a dairy product. We learned about it in Pesachim, we've seen it a little bit recently, now we're going to see a lot more about it, which is kind of like a milky sauce. So, my tama, why is that? Rabaye, hi hete rabala, hi surabala. That the knife that was cutting meat was, the meat is mutar. So there isn't any isur here. The isur is, of course, is mixing it. But when you had the bowl with the salt in it, that was done. That was asur. So Amalei Rava. Rava says, Kibala hetera my havi. Who cares that it was originally heter? Sof, hi hetera, datu de isurahu. When you mix it with milk, that's an isur. So when you have this tzunon that has meaty taste on it, you eat it with the dairy, it's asur. But Rav has a different explanation. What does that mean? It means that the radish, you can have somebody taste it. You can taste it yourself and see whether it tastes meaty. If it does, don't eat it with a kutach. If it doesn't, eat it with a kutach. But the bowl, you can't check out because dam is asur in itself, not because of a mixture. So Amalei Rav Papa LeRava. So he said, "Velita mekfeil arma." But you have a solution here. Let the non-Jewish cook that we met back in the seventh parak, let him taste the bowl and see if it's got a bloody taste. Milot non kerash v'shabah sar ba loy v'shabah chalav v'shabah noten tam v'shabah trumal v'shabah chulin v'shabah noten tam. Or the famous brayta that we saw at the beginning of this whole piece back in Daf Tzadivav, where we said that if you have a pot that you cook meat, you should not cook milk. And if you did, it's benoten tam. Truma, you shouldn't cook chulin. If it's benoten tam. V'amrina and b'ishtama truma. And we said in commenting there, I understand how you have noten tam b'truma. Time la coin. Give it to a coin. There's a lot to eat truma. There's a lot to eat chulin. He can tell you if it has the truma taste. Ela basar v'chalav man toim la. Who's going to taste the basar v'chalav? V'amalan. The tamek feila. And Rava's famous answer was, let the kfeila taste it. Chametami kfeila. So the same thing here with the bowl. So the bowl is no different than the knife. The knife cut meat, and the bowl salted meat and got blood in it. Have the kfeila taste it. See if it's bloody. So Amar Achinami, kikamina de like a kfeila. He said, yeah, I was only talking about a case where there is no kfeila available, and that's why I said that that it is asur, but only in that case. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast, and we'll finish this particular piece. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.